Parshas Vayera. Common thread that runs throughout the Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, throughout the Parsha, at least in the beginning and the end. If you'd like to connect tonight, beginning of the parasha of Avraham Avinu, Hashem comes to Avraham Avinu and Elohim Mamre, and he's sitting Pesach Ho'el Kechoim Hayoim. He's sitting there Pesach Ho'el Kechoim Hayoim. It's a blazing hot day, the hottest day in the history of the universe. Kodesh Baruch Hu took out the shield, the sun, from his face, and the heat of the day was kichoyim ayoyim. It was hot like anything. It was so hot that no wayfarer, no traveler even dared to step out outdoors. It was boiling. And Avraham was sitting there at Pesach Ha'oyel kichoyim ayoyim. And there he's sitting there. It happens to be the third day after the Mila of a 99-year-old man who just went through an operation. And we know the third day of Mila, as the Chazal say, is a very serious day. The person's very weak on the third day of Mila. And he's very weak. And he's after an operation. And he's sitting Pesach Ha'oyel Kechoyim Hayoyim. And why is he sitting there? Because Avraham is looking for wayfarers. He's looking for Oyvim Shom. And the Torah goes to extremes to tell us this whole story of Avraham's Chesed and Avraham's Mesiras Nefesh Be'ikar. And Avraham's desire to do the Chesed. But we know from other places that this was Avraham's constant daily activity. That Avraham spent many days of his life, all days of his life. He had, everybody knows the picture, he had a tent with four sides. Everybody remembers in the coloring books. Tent with four sides. And everyone had a Pesach, and Avraham sat there all day, giving out food. So the Mefarshim Taki asked, why was it necessary to elaborate on this story of Chesed? Why was it necessary to elaborate on this story of Chesed? We had so many Maisim of Chesed, Avraham did, Vayita Eishel, he planted the Eishel, Achila, Shpia. And in the truth, over here, Be'etzem Lamaisa came out, before Shem asked the Kasha also, that he didn't, Be'etzem, he didn't do a real Chesed. Because he's a Malachim. And they didn't really eat at the end. They made themselves like they were eating. The Malach doesn't really need to be pampered, taken care of. This, the Torah chooses to be the ultimate story of Chesed. We could have told hundreds of stories how he late at night, they knocked at his door. Anybody home? 3 in the morning, someone comes, a wayfarer. Abraham's in his with his, you know, with his nightcap, his pajama robe, and they knock on the door, anybody home, and he comes with his lantern, he comes here, who's there? Come on in, he makes a bed for them. We could have told thousands of stories about Yitai Eisho. And here the Torah goes to elaborate on a story of Chesed that, at the end of the day, there were three malachim dressed up like Arabs. And the etzim, whatever Avram did for them, at the end of them, they didn't have a nor from it. Forshim asked that kasha. The second kasha they always had, Rabbi Yisai, was Avram was out there because he wanted to do chesed. Okay, so he wants to do chesed. So what's the problem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go ahead now and bring down malachim like people. Make a much simpler thing. The reason why there's no wayfarers now is because the heat is so straight. The sun's out of its case. Put it back into its case, that's all. Sonny boy, get back into your case. Then it becomes nice weather, 74 degrees downtown Manhattan, and the wayfarers are out again. Why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that the malachim, it brings down the malachim b'tzuras anoshim? The end of the parasha, we have the famous, most famous maisim in the parasha Hashavua, the maisa of the Akedah, that Avram takes his only son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says to him, Kachnos, Binchos, Yechidchos, Ahavto, take your one and only son and go to Har Moriah. Put him up on the Mizbeach as an oilo. What a Nisayan, Rabbi Sai. A tremendous Nisayan. A Nisayan that is from the hardest Nisayans in the world. Because even if a person has a Nisayan himself, everybody knows this. Avram already had a Nisayan like this. He had to jump into a fire. But at the end of the day, over a year, the pshat was Avram was going to take the only child that he had, according to what he believed was the future of his whole legacy, of his whole shitas achaim, what he was trying to accomplish, it was all going to be in Yitzchak, and then he was take this son and offer him for an oil on the mizbeach. That meant everything was gone. But not only that it was gone, Avram had to live with that afterwards. It's much easier, there's certain thing, a person gives up his life, okay, he leaves to the next world, and he goes to the world of the greatest world, at Shaykh. But to live further, Avram has to take his only son, the one that he loves, the one that he cherishes, and the one that he wants to be his Mamshech Darkoi, to serve and to do what he wanted to do for HaKadosh Baruch, when HaKadosh Baruch tells him to take him up. And he brings the wood and he gets to the place. And he takes the knife and he's about to do the Maisa. Vayikra ilov malach Hashem min ha-shamayim vayoyim Avram, Avram. Vayoyim hinei. Vayoyim al tishloch yitishlach yodcha lanar atas lo ima'umah. Don't stick your hand to the nar, don't do anything. I know you're a Elikim. Pele the Garashi here. He calls to Avram, first of all, twice. Why twice? What does he have to call him twice for? Avram, Rashi says, Lashon Chiba. It's a Lashon Chiba. The first one bring down that he was so awesome in the Maisa, that the Elu had to be called a second time because he didn't even want to hear another voice. He was so content on doing the Maisa. Of a state Vachim Rashi Nochachidish. Al Taas Loi Me'umo Zot Raz Lishchot. Oma Loi When came the Chinam Vossi Lakan, I came for nothing. Esa Boi Chabola. Rosh Bo says, don't check them. Okay, let's go home, Yitzchok. It's time to party. Free men. Rosh Bo sent me. Okay, very nice. He told me I did everything, sharp in the night, ready to go. He has the knife ready to go. Rosh Bo called out, Rav, don't do it. Can I at least cut chop off his arm? What is he, a masochist? Made a little bit of the nose. That's for Shalom. What's going on here? Rav, oh, I gave him the chinam. Let me just get some dirt, blood out of him. What is he? What is that? Vampire! Let's get the blood out. I'm like, I'll toss him with Uma, I'll toss him with Chris Bro has to tell him again. That could be the two Avrams, maybe, if you would say. Hashem will tell him again, I'll toss him with Uma, don't do anything. Put out soon, everybody said. What's going on? What's behind that Avram? Look the pasuk. Ki ato yadati ki re'el kim otav lechasachtes binchos yichuchim. And I know you re'el kim, and I know, as the Shashmaiser says, that you've given me all your ava. Because before that, Kenan of the Shashmaiser says, "Chalos binchos yichidcha asher ahavto." And he says, "Bes binchos yichidcha." You gave me all your ava. So all your ava raised to me. But Yisov and Soynov and Yarvin and Ayal Acha Nechas Basvah and Karnov. He sees an aisle stuck in the thing. So yeah, we kill us an aisle. I have a push the kasha, but maybe it's not such a strong kasha. But I have a kasha. The chayra, that should be the end of the parasha. Ki ato yadat ki velki ba'ato v'chazal bin chisichet cho, that's it. And then we should have gone, yan asher asisa, asadavor v'chazal bin chisichet cho, ki v'recha v'recha cho. Mora brings a whole, the mishchumash brings a whole parasha now. Of a story of the aisle gets caught and he offers it up. It's very nice, very interesting, Rabbi Sai, but what's the yisoid of this parasha, Rabbi Sai? Avada, we can understand if he said that he took the aisle again and he offered it up every part, tachas benoi. But the Maisa, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, everything was done with the Maisa Egel. As Rashi says in the beginning of the parasha, Hashem said, there's a spear in his word. First he said, take him up. Then he said, take him down. Because, but what's pshat? He said, I never said to Shachter. So the holding of the aisle, the choir was the blood. So we want to tell you that Rav Wolf over the aisle. Very nice. What's the end of the aisle? You saw it, you want to say, Rav Yisai. We want to, maybe Matim also a little bit. Even though I wasn't Zurcha to Lurber, I'm not Sri Zatal, but to maybe to a little bit of his Oiris, the Chavid, the great Mavitz Taira, of the Miri Shiva, Avraham is called Avraham Avinu. Vachmisoi bivrisoi shall Avraham Avinu. Avraham is called our father. The Mar Bracha is Lo Nikra Av El Shalosh. Three, the Av is used by Shalosh. Avraham Yitzchak Yankov. They're all called the Avos. Yisoid of Av Avinu, as Reb Chaim Volozhin's Mazbe, as the Farshim Mazbe is Avinu is the Av gives over to the son, his DNA, his characteristics, everything comes from the father to the son. The son is a replica, a small replica of the father. Avraham Avinu is called our father because he is the one that was moirish to us. to Klal Yisrael. All the great characteristics that he had, that he acquired, that he worked on, through his Maisa and his Yoinus, all that he acquired became the Moirosha Kilas Yaakov. It became our inheritance, became part of our nature. As Reb Chaim Volozhin explains in Ruach Chaim, that all the great things that we do today, people give up their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people are ready to come to Eretz Yisrael, that's all from Avraham Avinu's concern. But you saw that you saw this of Yisrael. That Avraham was merged to us in these parashiyos. In this lesson of Yisrael, chutz from the Nisyonis. But we were pointed out today, he's another deep Yisrael, which is having Yidah to know. And that is Rav Yisrael. That there can be no excuses. There can be no tirutzim. If you taka have the Ava, if you truly want, if you truly have the Ratzon to do something, if you desire to do as with your utmost, then there's no tirutzim. There's no excuses. There's no alibis. There's no answers. It gets done. The reason why the Torah HaKdoshah showed us that the parasha of his chesed of Avraham was so explicit in this parasha was because here Avraham showed us a different level. He showed us his avas chesed. That he loved chesed. He loved it with his utmost being. He was an oyev chesed. He wasn't just an oyse chesed. Avas chesed. And because it was a love to him, there was no tehutim. There was no excuses. I couldn't make it today. My left nostril was tickling. Tickle, tickle, tickle. I couldn't make it to the Shait Shabbos today. I have strapachitis. I'm strapped in. Not strap, strap. I'm a bed model. I'm trained to be a bed model. And I get back, peeling posture, pubic mattresses have called me to be a bed model. This year I've decided to train. I'm doing a great job, Rebbe. I do different positions in the bed. Look at this, no hands. I'm going to get a certificate of Tiferet Chaim. Train bed model, TBM, signed by the Rosh Yeshiva. 7 billion hours I slept. You can't blame me though! I have issues! I have more issues than Mishpacha magazine. They're only up to which issue? 700. I have much more issues. And I have an excuse. The issue, I've been issued an excuse. I have what's called sleeping sickness. Or better known as bedachitis. I'm allergic for being away from my bed for too long. Can't make it to Seder. You're right. You have a terrorist. We have excuses. We have any, like maybe they're MS. Maybe they're true. Maybe they're true. So they're true. I this day I go grew up a different goal life. My father used to wake me up for chakras every single day. I hated that. And now whenever I hear the word chakras, maybe the guy should wake me up and say, Mincha. I hear that word chakras, it sends me to a craze. A craze. If somebody puts the light on in my room, oh wow, that makes me crazy. It's MS. We check it out by the doctor. You have a disease called someone who puts on the light in the morning sickness. It's an MS to say they found it in an old archive in West Indies. Such a sickness. It's true, you have that sickness. But if you love the Ibn Shalom, there's no excuses! If you love the Ibn Shalom, you can be after a meal of 3 days. 99-year-old man, he has the tenets! He has the best hands in the world! What's he doing out of bed? Take it easy! Take off the day! Take off the week! Take off the month! No one's going to come after you! No one's going to have any talent on you if you have an operation! You're sickly! You're in bed! It's all true. But Avram had a burning desire. He was an oyeh chesed. And when there's a when there's a love, when there's a tremendous desire for it, when he wants it truly, there's no tirutzim, there's no excuses. He's out there with his big bandage, with his bandages. He's out there with everything. He's there doing the same job. And that the Torah wants to teach us the level of Ahavas Chesed. That Avram wasn't just an Oyseh Chesed, nobody had an Eishel. But to what level was he ready to do it? The level that there's no Tirutzin. He can't come and say, oh, I couldn't make it last night. It was great, 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 great grandma's. Tonight is 175th birthday party if she would be alive. We celebrate it every year. There was no tirutzim. Because the Ava burns inside. And this is what Avram showed again by the Maisa Kingdom. That he had channeled his Ava to a level that was unbelievable. To a level that was Ava Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a level that was not to be understood, I feel. That he's ready to sacrifice his son. And he had it controlled, and it channeled his mind, and he made a mindset. That Ava, and he worked on himself, that Ava, he had a little bit of Ava for himself, the Malach came, and then the Ava was channeled 100% for Hashem. And when that Ava was there, there's no tirutim, no excuses, and no nothing. He's going to go do it out of sight. And the Ava was burning inside, that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him, his love was so, I want to do something to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because he was a masochist, let's cut off his ear. Maybe a small pinky. Nay. It was the Ava of Hashem that was burning inside. I want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because of Yitzchak. Yitzchak of Iman Moichel. Yitzchak of Iman wanted also. But I want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu my Ava with such a degree of Ava. I have to do something to show it. If I walk away, Zebechinam. Because I haven't shown that level of Ava that I'm ready to take my son. And do something to him for Avas Hashem. To listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Binchos Yechidcha, Mishra Shavah. Even the Ava towards his son, he was ready to imach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when there's Ava, there's no Terutzim. Oh, okay, Avram, you're Pata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can leave now. Put down the knife. You can go home now. Please hand over the knife. No. My Abba doesn't let. I have an answer. I have a tirutz. The Kosh Baruch came to me. I want to show it still. I'll try it. Kosh Baruch says, no, you're not allowed to. But without chutzpah there, weiter. This is the Yisoyed HaYisoyed. This is what was Manchot HaSubayisai.
that the Ahava for what's of doing what's in Hashem, the Ahava for mitzvahs, the Ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu transcends nature. That there could be no excuses, things that can be done. L'mayilam and Ateva. Things can be done. Way above human understanding is when you've generated that Ahava, you've generated that Ratzon. That's all I want. I want Hashoalti. There's one thing I want. I only want that. Nothing's going to get in the way. Nothing. Not some stupid excuse. Not some stupid teretz. Thousands of terutzim you have. Check them off. 1,000 book of terutzim. But at the end of the day, all it shows is I don't really want. I sit here with the Rebbe. I really want to be a Talmud Chacham. I would love to be a Talmud Chacham. So do something about it. You would love to be it? Show. Rebbe, I really, really, really want to get up. You haven't been in Shachris since the beginning of Elul. Ani, v'doidi li. That was the last shmooze you heard. We haven't seen you since. But I really, really want to be in Shabbos and say, I want it, I want it. If you want it, if you really want it, there's no reason why you're not here. There's no tirutim. B'derech she'odom roita leilech moylichin oisoy. In the way you want to go, moylichin oisoy. You're able, in the way that you want to go, you succeed. Moilichin oisoi. Malochim come down to the Mashon Magis Daviud and Moilichin oisoi. Lashon plural, not Moil, you or Moil. Moilichin. You get Tziad in Ishmael. Because that desire to do the Rosh Hashem breaks through all barriers. And you have Tziad in Ishmael way above Rabbi. That's what I want to say. But the story of the aisle came right after this. This aisle was being trapped. This aisle was trying to escape. A mace happened that kept you. As we all know, you stuck in the bushes. As I'll say, he was caught up. B'nais. The whole story all of a sudden, that moment, B'nais. Because the Kodesh Baruch wanted to show that if you want Avram, you're going to walk away, not with Chinam. You're going to walk away. Even with that, you're going to walk away and do something. And each step he went was Tachas Benoi. And Avram, b'schus the ma'is that he did, even though it wasn't, like we said, it wasn't chesed, because I'll say, we were zeichah to kriyas yams of all the things above the call of nature, we were zeichah b'schus Avram's desire, because that desire was something that broke all barriers. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu breaks all barriers, that it has to come true. Because b'derech sh'odim l'rutzim le'elech ma'adich ma'as. The problem is, we have to be honest with ourselves. We don't want to be. We don't want. Oh, I really want to be. I really want to get up. It's so hard. It's so hard. I go to sleep so early in the morning. 3:30 a.m. I try so hard to be the Mishapuris. Oh, what do you mean? I drink some good stuff to give me a schmack, like having a schmack by Shachris. Some Jack Daniel to give a pump to my Shachris. And late at night I'm drinking away. And I fall asleep, and I go to sleep at 3:30, before 4. I'm telling you, I'm always in bed before 4. It's just so hard to be my Shachris. I really want. You really want to be by Shachris? Well, it's partial of what he said. You go to bed late, you can't be by Shachris. I really want to be a Talmud Chacham. I really want to learn. Rebbe! I want to learn! You want to learn? Moitzi Purim, you got a plane out already. Yishael, what do you want to learn about? How to drive a motorcycle?
want to learn, I want to stag, I want to get a Talmud Chacham. The boy said, everything that you want to do, you can. But the problem is, we live a life of excuses, of Teresa, of this, of that, every single little thing, want this, that, and this, when I was young, and that excuse, my roommate, he snores, and my roommate makes noise at night, and this, and that, and the shower head, and this, and we had so many things I had to go out to, my third cousin's bat mitzvah party at the Kotel, he had to go, Rabbi, I had to go to the Kotel with the third cousin's bar mitzvah party. I don't know the family so well, but I got a call from a friend who called a friend who told me that they're only having 700 people and it's a mitzvah to go. It's a mitzvah to go to such a party, How could I miss it? I know mornings and afternoons and nights they're in the midst because they're having a very big party. The head of the prime minister is going to be there. He's addressing the little Sarala, or Sarah as they call her, from West Connecticut at the bat mitzvah. So I have to be by the prime minister's drasha at the Kotel. But listen, things come up. What do you say? Things come up. It's a third cousin twice removed. I forgot to tell you that it's really my neighbor's third cousin. We got confused last night. We were talking, and I just thought it was my third cousin. Something went on over there. But how come? What do you want me to be? I want to be a Talmud Chacham. I want to learn. I want to shtag. What can I do? This is a bat mitzvah. Oh, I had to be there. Oh, tomorrow night's night, Rabbi, I forgot to tell you, I won't make it. Grandma, something on, I'm sharing on the shantel again. She gets a cut once every 2 years, and we make a big up-sharing party. It's very not enjoyable, it's that old gray shapel she puts on, but what can I do? It's Grandma. She always wants me to be here, and we have to be at the shantel macha by 8:30. But what do you want me to do, Rabbi? I want to learn. That you want to learn. That you want to be. Maybe there is someone, the rabbi said, but how much do you want it? How strong is the desire? How much? You know what the answer is, the rabbi said? The answer is that there's no excuses. If you want it with all your might and all your soul, there's no tirutz. There's no such tirutz. Rav Gusman, the Tal never ever missed a shiur, but he learned by his Rebbe, Rav Shimon Shkok, never missed a shiur. He once had 104 fever, Rabbi Yisrael. And he came with the fever, with the shoshul, whatever he had, Rabbi Yisrael, he was sick, and a virus, and this, and that. He came to the shiur, wearing, sweated, whatever he was wearing, Rabbi Yisrael. And he came to the shiur, and missed a shiur. He became a God of Gosman, Rabbi Yisrael. And this lesson of us that we're learning is matoyim v'manoyim, how good and how sweet are the words of the Rishiva of the Mir and Nosses V'Fekah. If anybody in the world had a teretz of us, had an excuse, if anybody in the world had a reason to say, it's enough, I don't have to learn, it's difficult for me to learn. The man was namish, afflicted with a terrible... Anybody who ever saw him just walk up, I once saw him in the bar mitzvah just trying to put a piece of kugel on his mouth. Just to put the piece of kugel on his mouth, how many longer it took him, with his hand shaking so much and everything, and he kept saying, I'm not going to say shiur. I'll sit in the office, I'll sit in the lazy chair, and I'll just live out my life in the temple shalom old age home. And I'll come down, and I'll come down a few days, and I'll go to the shul in the old age home, and I'll read a little bit. Well, I'll sit and learn in my house and do things. He used out his life with all his sickness, Rabbi. And he had a terror, Rabbi. I saw something last night that gave me such a pale with the lashon. I don't know if he said it this way, but the lashon was so unbelievable, Rabbi. When we got to see this 14 years ago, whatever it was, we got the Parkinson's, and it was right when he became a Shiva. They diagnosed him with Parkinson's, and the doctor said to him that there is medication to take. You can take medication. certain medications would help you not to move around so much, not to, your body shouldn't move. So he asked the doctor, what are the side effects of that medication? And the doctor said two possible, among other, the two of them that stood out in his mind when he heard them. One is that it could clog the mind. Second thing is that it could cause a slight memory loss. So Nosson Tzvi said about saying, he has the teretz now. Is anybody going to blame him, Nosson Tzvi, if he takes medication for his Parkinson's disease of one saying? So from Nosson Tzvi, it's not kedai to take that medication. It's worth to suffer, not to forget one word. Like, a slight memory loss. It's worth to suffer. It's worth to have to go through it. People knew what it meant. This deliberating disease, you can't control your liver. You can't control where your hands and feet are going. You can't control your body. It's worth to go all through that and not to forget one word of time. Without any strength, without any koiches of myself. People know in the mirror, we used to learn with him, he used to be in the bed sometimes, a lot of times, when he was learning. He would go into the bed because he didn't have any more koya. But he wouldn't stop. He used to say to the Bachum, let's be ligging and learning. You'll learn, and I'll be ligging. Ligging is the lie. He would lie by the couch, and people would say over to him, and he would say over to him. And one time he was learning with his chavrusa, I just saw the story, and this is a, thanks to the issue of the mishpacha. So he was learning with the Bacha and he was on the couch already, he was in, and Bacha was telling him the Svara, and his body started to shake, he got a seizure, whatever, but one of the things attacked him, and he started shaking around, he fell off the couch he was on, onto the floor, head first. And the Bacha, Mamish was starting to know what to do, he looks at Nazi on the floor. So the Nazi said, what was the Svara you were trying to say? Come on, take it easy, another speed, your face is on the floor. Take it easy! Get off the floor! He wouldn't let anybody pick him up until he finished the svar, hearing out the svar. His body's uncontrollable. Come on, he has the answer, that's it. Okay, put him in the old age home. Put him away, something. Don't be Rosh Hashiva. What are you breaking your leg? I was with him this hell over place side in London, breaking his leg, breaking his body to go and collect money and to be hoisted with Gvirim. What is he doing it for? Take it easy. The answer is because he loved Torah. He loved it with every fiber of his being. He loved serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Ava was tremendous. He was the Enochel of Avram Avinu. And his Ava for Hashem was out of this world. And with his Ava for Hashem out of this world, there are no boundaries. There's no excuses. There's no tirutzim. There's no things going to get in his way from building an empire. If anybody thought that he's going to be the one to build it, you would think that Rosh Hashiva, the one before, the one, this one, this man who I was so, when people came, they couldn't, he could barely move his body. He's going to build the empire. It's out of this world, Rabbi. We've lived a miracle. His existence was a miracle. As everybody said, he had no body, come out. And what he did was a miracle, was something not shaykh to be maimon. But anybody who understands what we're speaking in the Shmuz understands that it's a double portion. The teretz is that his ava went beyond all boundaries for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks all boundaries. There's no boundaries. It's mace. It's above. The person goes to the limits. He does everything, and he doesn't let up. And he does. He goes. He shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's nothing that's going to stop him from serving Hashem. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, on the Malach HaMalchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes all out for that person and shows the world what I do. I'm going to go above the core of nature. It doesn't make any sense. As a Nosson Tzvi said once to a Gvir, he was going to collect, and he asked him for a large sum of money, a giant sum of money. He said, ideal, whatever it was, 10 million, who knows how much, a large sum of money. So the guy said, Rebbe, I can't. Nosson Tzvi said, I also can't.
but I do. I also can't. The guy gave the sum of money of us that he asked for. He also can't. Physically he can't. But the desire to do it was there. Because Bo gave him the opportunity to do it. Avram Avinu wanted to do it. Because Bo gave him the opportunity to have an aisle to be able to do it. And forever and ever, forever, we're still benefiting, I would say, from that mindset. Avraham Avinu wanted to do chesed. He wanted to go out because Baruch Hu said, I'm going to make a nace. I'm going to change over the malachim into anoshim. I'm not putting back the sun back because I want to show how far Avraham's going to be able to do Ratzon Hashem. How much is Av? How much is Av? Transcends nature. And it will transcend nature for him. We all were by the Levaya by Sasha. I would love to see Finkel. Everybody here was there. Everybody was amazed. 100,000 people. It brought back to me something that happened many years ago. Levaya for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Levaya for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I saw an article once. But I said there was 300,000 people there. Even bigger than last day's Levaya. There was a police car, a Chiloni policeman that saw the Levaya. Just everybody saw yesterday when you were at the Levaya the other day. It was like unfathomable to see what was going on, to see so many people, to see like hordes and hordes and more people. Can you imagine the city? Everybody saw it. We have to imagine it. We saw it. We see pictures of it, thousands. It's unbelievable. Just hit you in the face. So this Chiloni cop saw the Levaya from Shlomo, 300,000 people, like, you know, for Elvis Day, maybe they had this for some people that was known in the world. This guy sat in the Shari Chesed apartment. Okay, he was known by a few, by Yidden, hundreds of thousands of Yidden, but you're not talking about a prime minister, a famous actor, you know, some singer from someone who was off the wall. You know, it's not Stam. It's a person that no one, and there 300,000 people come out. Police cop is like out of his kingdom. He said, I also want a funeral like this. That was his quiet statement. I also would like a funeral like this. Of course, everybody would like a funeral and everybody would like to live. But no one wants, or very few are ready to make the effort to be that kind of that great person. So if you want to make the effort, everybody could accomplish and be great, great people of us. Everybody, if you match with us, we're not saying you're going to become Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach here, but we're saying you could become great. You could become some major Talmud Chacham. The article over here, they have a picture of, and we had today in the base magic, the picture of Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel when he came to the mirror of us as a 70-year-old bocher from Chicago, Illinois. And the picture from his yearbook, he went to a regular day school, as I quote the author, brought up as an all-American boy, Rav Nosson Zvi would quip that he first arrived in Eretz Yisrael wearing a baseball cap, having left his golf clubs at home. Everybody sees the picture of this person, clean-shaven, regular-looking guy who came with his baseball cap to the Mir Yeshiva. He didn't even wear, it wasn't even black, or was that? Because the Chicago Cubs, I think, wear a blue baseball hat. If I remember correctly, by the keys. It wasn't even a black hat, or was that? He wore a blue cap. And he came, 50 years later, 100,000 people escorted him to his farm. He had built up an empire, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that he affected in his lifetime. The Torah that he caused to be learned, he's going up to Shemayim, he's in Shemayim, basking 7,400 mansions with everything that you have. Everybody say all the slaves that are coming out, iron coming up, shun, little commercial for the coming up, Olam Haba Shmuz, and get your pogo sticks. Anyway, but the mindset, coming up, but Lamaisa, millions and millions of people, of everybody coming out to greet such a person. He's coming up with the Batei Midrash and Beis Shalom, Beis Yishaya, all these great places of Torah, thousands of the walls, Torah, who is this? This boy from Chicago with his baseball cap. We are any different than my side. We can't accomplish in the world. Teretz is how much we want. How much we really want it. How much we're going to have to develop that avid to it. How much. But if you do, you put all your ruts in. The true rots in. And we don't make any excuses. We make every seid as possible. Every shachar with a note that roots in. No bed bugs and shmed bugs. This thing and that thing and every single little thing is going to be an excuse. That's because I don't want. Every single thing that I can possibly find to be an excuse, I don't want. And if a person doesn't want, he has to develop the wanting. He has to go find something he wants to do. Become an expert plumber, I don't care. Graduate Thornton's Plumbing School. With a specialty in plungers. Unstuffing toilets. I don't care. Do something that you want to do. But if you want to do it, if you really want it, there's no terutz in you. Rebbe, I was no Rebbe. I'm here. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be part of it. Everyone of the people that steig, that became great, it was because there was consistency and they didn't have to root sin. They made it every tzeder, every day, every this. It's not easy, no one said it's easy. But in order to accomplish, that's the way you got to do it. In order to be anything in this world, you gotta do it. You gotta come through. Even when it's hard. Even when it's difficult. Even when you think it's impossible. There's no impossible for the one that really wants. Because it's not totally new. You see, Atta Deshmaya, there's help from above, there's Moilichin Oisod, there's Bedeir Shalom Ritzel Levach. This is what we have to learn on both sides. And it's more. Because we have inherently in us the koyach to rise. The koyach to be like our forefather Abraham. We have that koyach to be somebody who can rise above all excuses. Who can do the impossible. B'nei Avram, to tap into that koyach. Shbizoicha ve'izah Hashem izborach. Fulfill our potential, boys. That's all we're looking for. He's going up because he fulfilled his potential, because this was what he had inside he could do. But let us remember, boys, as we go through life, we can have the answers, we can have the excuses, we can have all the terutzim. But we'll never accomplish and never be the man that we could have been. The pasuk says, and I'm ending, Avram, Avram. Because I'll say this in a few places. What's the double lashon? We said different pshatim. I once heard a pshat that in Shemayim there's a picture of the person who you are, who you really are, and who you're supposed to be, and who you can be. Down here, you were sent down to be that person. And of course, you're sent down as an ayah peres, as I'll say, a wild donkey. You're sent down as a person that has to go through the shyness. But your avoida is to resemble that picture.
that's printed in Shemayim. But the Akedah Avram had reached his full potential. Hashem Avram, Avram. That same picture in Shemayim is the Avram that's down here. Mosin Tzvi! Mosin Tzvi. The picture in Shemayim, he went up to see his real picture. Zohar says that before a person's nifter, there's a certain fright he goes into. There's a scare that he has. The Mahavo takes it away. It could be that's why Gedoylin die Misas Neshika. Maybe that scare is, because they show you that picture. That long bearded guy. Who is that guy? He looks unfamiliar. Why does he have such a long beard? Wait a minute, that looks like my eyes! And my nose! That's you. That's who you could have been. That's the scary part. But many people in life have always had the desire to say no. There's no excuses. I'm going to be the great person I could be. Avram, Avram. We should be zoich v'eiz Hashem Yisborach. One day we have a picture of us of Yisai. Tiferes Chaim days. Shoop. And then I'm standing. He's standing. Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe, Rov, Askan, great person in Klal Yisrael. Why? Because he's heard the shmooze and he decided from now on, I'm not making any more excuses. I'm going to be by Shabbos. I'm going to be by Seder. I'm not going to make any more excuses. Sniffles, snuffles, sniffles. Earaches, ear, nose, and throat. This, that, shoelace problem. I have slide on shoes, but I have a shoelace problem. It's an old problem. I was 6 years old. This thing and that thing and this thing, food and this and that. Great! Maybe you'll have the teretz. You get the shaman, they'll show you the picture, and you'll have a book. Really, I couldn't do it. I was sickly, I was this, I had a sleeping problem, I had this. I was the first client, they let you sleep there. Everything! Great. But you didn't become who you thought you become. Great answer. Excellent for your excuses. E.E. Excellent excuses. But you didn't become who you could have become. This guy, who sat on the same bench, he also had the tirutzim. He also had the excuses. But he pushed on. And he became the real him. He became the great, great person that was living and dwelling deep inside that body, waiting to come out. It was Mizoyto Boisa. The passing of the great Gadol, the message to us is, and Moses Sri would tell it to us straight out of Boisai, carry the torch Vaito. Don't give up. Don't have excuses. Push on. You'll see unbelievable Siyat Nishma that I saw that none other Rosh Hashiva Kamat saw, because I pushed on with all the difficulties that I had. I went forward. You too, go forward. Push on. Don't give up. Keep going. Siyat Nishma will be waiting for you to be the greatest of people that you can be. To be a source of nachas to your parents, to the whole world of Rosh. And to be the greatest Suchas Nachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that, praise Hashem, be an instrumental cause of bringing about Mashiach Yikeinu.